It is so great when you expect something from a movie and it delivers on exactly what you expect. Is that so much to ask? You market something, you tell us it's going to be something, then deliver what it is. And that's exactly what Mike and I got out of Novocaine. Jack Quaid, who you probably don't know, leads a cast of people who you probably don't know. This is our movie for this year, the sleeper hit, I would say, even though it's early this year, where it gave us what we wanted and we loved it. So, for example, The Cocaine Bear. The only one you really knew in that was Kerry Russell and our friend, may he rest in peace, Ray Liotta. For the rest of that movie, you didn't
super
know.
Dead.
Super dead. You didn't know most of the people in that movie, but it promised stupid, fun violence. We got it. Last year, The Beekeeper, that was that movie. Another movie with Jason Statham. Novocaine is so much fun. It's so great. The entire time in the theater, you're just going, oh, while laughing. It is so much fun. I would watch this movie anytime it's on TV. In fact, I told my wife, we're going to watch this when it comes out on download. And she goes, so it's like The Cocaine Bear where I could take breaks if I need to? I go, yes. It is very gory. It is very violent. Do not eat while watching this movie. But it is super, super fun. The one person you might know from this movie, Jack Quaid is the son of Meg Ryan and Dennis Quaid. You've seen him in some Star Trek stuff, but it's edgy Star Trek stuff. Like, you've seen him in Lower Decks and Strange New Worlds. You haven't seen him in the mainstream stuff. Jacob Batalon, who's the sidekick for Peter Parker in the new Spider-Man movies, you might recognize him. Most of the people in this have bit roles in other movies, other TV shows. Everybody's great. I had a great time. It's a fun movie. Check it out, whether it's in theaters or whether it's not, but I recommend you watch it in one setting for maximum fun. Mike, what'd you think?
I think, unfortunately, they gave away all of the gags in the trailer.
Yes.
Which was kind of disappointing, but what I found is as I watched it, and we had a terrific, great time with it, but what I found is that knowing all the jokes and all the gags, it didn't matter because you're there for the fun and the romp of it. And this is a better version of a movie that I saw. We didn't talk about it on the show, but I saw Love Hurts a couple weeks ago, the Valentine's movie with Kihei Kwan and Marshawn Lynch in it. And that movie sucks. And part of it is because it's so flat and there's no chemistry between the leads. You buy the romance angle here. Amber Midthunder, who plays the female love interest, folks might remember her from that Predator sequel that I was so nutty about a couple years ago, Prey, that was on the Hulu and stuff. But they have very real chemistry that's a lot of fun. And I had a blast with it. I told the nice lady with the clipboard that it's more fun than it had any right to be. And I think little Jack Quaid, little Nepo baby himself, he's got the juice.
Yeah.
Like, I think this is going to be the springboard to bigger and better things for him. I've seen it going viral over the weekend based on his costuming towards the end of the movie that they want to see a Max Payne reboot with Jack Quaid in there. And I would co-sign that. I think that would be kind of fun because it's kind of the same thing. The character doesn't feel pain and can stop time and all that other video gamey stuff. But yeah, no, I think it's great. I think it's fun. And it's the thing that also struck me is that it wasn't as zany and silly as I thought. It's over the top. It's very graphic. It's very violent. There's pervasive language all throughout. But when it's not doing the gags that you see in the trailer, it's a real movie with believable interpersonal relationships. You understand this guy's motivation, and he's not a cartoon man in a way that they could have done that. There's a cartoonier version of this that this kind of isn't. I was kind of stricken by kind of like how relatively grounded they tried to make it with this absurd premise of this, you know, very real condition where the dude's got nerve damage and can't, you know, feel pain or whatever. But they they sell it in a way that's believable and plausible and grounded, like in a way that, say, like a Deadpool and Wolverine doesn't.
Yes.
Like two characters that are invincible and it has no stakes. Whereas when this dude steps on a nail, you feel it on behalf of him. And again, it's a lot of fun. And I think folks should go check it out and take your sweetie.
Yes.
If they have the stomach for the violence.
Yes, I thought there were some very sweet moments in this movie. Mike and I loved it. You should go see it too. Novocaine is in theaters right now.